This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you. And the big lefty, Alan Poupart, Miami Dolphins on SI.com, host of the All Dolphins podcast, does a great job covering the Miami Dolphins. A lot of you follow him, and it's time. We have been waiting for this, Bo, to get into some Miami Dolphins stuff. I've kind of slowed it down a little bit today on it. Alan, good morning, man. How you doing?
Good. How you fellas doing?
We're good. Hey,
hold on. Alan, yeah. Let me I need some sage information from you right now. Give me the scouting report on Joe's tennis game.
He's wearing me
because
out.
Because you're beating his butt pretty good, and every time I talk, he goes, "I damn Poupart, you know?
Killing me."
Joe's got a very unique game.
Yes, he does.
He's a tough matchup. A whole lot of slicing, yep. Drop shot, and he's a gamer.
He's a backboard too, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Not when you. I guess not when you play.
By the way. Hey, thanks for not. Yeah, you were going overboard. You were making it sound like I was winning a lot of those matches 6-3. So thank you for stopping right there. Hey, so lot of news to get to. A lot of people haven't been happy about this Zach Wilson. What was your take on the backup quarterback that they choose to come in for Tua if he gets injured, Zach Wilson?
Yeah, the two words I'm thinking of are either interesting or weird. Because my thing is, it's strange to me that you would go for a lower floor, higher ceiling guy when you have your established starting quarterback, as opposed to going with somebody who's got a higher floor, and even if he has a lower ceiling, where you know more what you're going to get. Because here's the thing. I mean, it's great that everybody is saying that Zach Wilson became a new quarterback once he got to work with Sean Payton. Fact remains, he hasn't played in a regular season game since that Dolphins game at Hard Rock Stadium in December 2023. And does anybody really know what he's going to look like the next time he's in a regular season game? Go ahead.
Just to follow that up, I think, and listen, we've been blaming Chris for everything so far, but I think this is on Mike, that Mike wanted Zach Wilson. I think he liked him coming out of BYU, and I think he and that coaching staff are not going to say it, but they looked and said he wasn't well coached. He had no chance to be successful with what he played with the Jets. I can get it done like I did with Tua. Do you agree?
Without question, but that can be dangerous because I recall a certain Dolphin head coach who also fancied himself, and I like the guy, fancied himself as a quarterback whisperer, thought he could make Ryan Tannehill into an elite quarterback, banging his head against a wall until it happened, and it never did happen. At some point, you know, as Bill Parcells says, the quarterback says what quarterback you are, whatever you want to spin it.
You know, to me, with that signing, if if indeed that's going to be the savior for the backup quarterback, which he's going to be the backup quarterback, to me, it kind of feels like you're in the same situation as Skylar Thompson last
Ooh,
year.
I don't know, Bo. That's
right?
He got a lot of starts.
I know he's had more starts. I know he's – but you haven't seen anything out of him. You haven't seen
– Hasn't had a lot of success.
Hasn't had a lot of success. I mean, yeah. I'm not talking about, you know, how many times you've played, how many times you've started, but just the production or lack thereof. And I don't see – so do you think you're in Seattle in week two and you put Zach Wilson in there instead of Skylar Thompson last year, you're going to come out and win that football game?
I think you would have done a much better job instead of the ball ricocheting off his head. Yeah.
I mean
– And that's the thing. The thing is you have a lot more to work with athletically with Zach Wilson than you did with Skylar. Because
he was the second pick in the draft, and they had that. They worked with what he was. Didn't last very long.
No, didn't. They gave him
correct. But who's to say it can't be unlocked? And that's the thing. Uh-huh. There's at least with Zach Wilson, there's a possibility of something greater there. Whereas with Skylar Thompson, which was a limited guy from the start.
So what you're telling me, he's got a higher ceiling of you hope he can play, right?
Well, physically, he's got a lot.
Absolutely.
He's got a big arm, yeah. He can move. Yeah. Bo's not. You can tell Bo's not drinking that Kool-Aid. It might be a little too sweet this morning. But I want to ask you about this free agent class so far. Not our guys that we've re-signed, but the rest of them. What did you like best, the position you like best?
Oh, to me, by far, it's Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. Because I was scratching my brain yesterday and looking at when's the last time the Dolphins had what you would call a good third wide receiver.
They haven't. Mike has not had it.
Correct. We've gone from Trent Sherfield to Cedric Wilson Jr. to last year, who was it? Wound up being Malik Washington, who's got promise, but still was a rookie sixth round pick. And this is guy. You're looking at a guy who had 9 touchdowns last year. And something else that he brings that the Dolphins haven't had is some size at the wide receiver position, because you can't have just nothing but 5'9", 5'10 guys, or even Jalen Wall is a little taller, but he's still a small guy. And the contract is good, so I absolutely love that pick. I like the gamble on James Daniels, even though he's coming off the Achilles injury, and there is a risk, but the way the contract is structured, if it doesn't work out and he doesn't get back to the guy you think he can be, they can move on after 1 year without too much of a cap pain. So those are the two that stood out to me. Melifon was the same way, is another one that's low risk.
Three games, yeah, 3 games last year with Detroit. And then Ashton Davis, we've seen play some, had a couple interceptions. Still got to upgrade the safety. Not enough with what you saw there?
No, I agree. They could use like the one main guy, because Ashton Davis was mostly a special teams guy. And Melifon, who to me has starter ability, was limited to 3 games. And I was talking to somebody from Detroit yesterday who was telling me like he was like basically – returning from a stint on IR with an ankle injury when he sustained a finger injury in practice, and they had to put him back on IR. Which is either really, really, wow, really bad luck or injury problem.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You know, when I look at these people that they've acquired, and what it tells me a little bit is, you know, going into this free agency period, you didn't know what you're going to get, and you kind of felt the draft was going to. So with these signings that they've made, to me, it gives you flexibility when it comes to the draft more so than before. Do you understand what I'm saying? Where, you know, they're counting on these two offensive linemen to maybe be able to fill that guard hole, so maybe they don't have to draft a guard early on. They found a safety, two safeties in there that if one of them works, so that gives them, you know, it's not so hard pressed to go into the draft and get a safety early on. And I just think, I'm not saying these guys are all going to be good players or they're all going to be bad players. I just think it's kind of loosened the flexibility. Going into the draft.
Yeah, they spread it. Yeah.
So you all you stand there and were they 12 or 13?
13th pick.
So you're sitting there 13 and Ashton Gentry's sitting there. You know, you know and if you feel like that's you feel like the value is there,
somebody,
that
if they do that, somebody will lose their friggin' job taking a running back.
Yeah, but I mean
thank you, Joe.
I could see him saying, "Well, look, we got these two guys that are going to play guard for us. We got these two safeties. Now we can make this little, you know, it wouldn't surprise me, but
you're sounding like Perk a little bit, like
no,
Chris Perkins
I
right
just
now,
I
bit.
Just think what I'm saying is with the players they I'm hoping it's not that the players that they've signed don't make them shy away from maybe let's say you get there and there's the number one, number two guard on your board is there. You know, that you don't take them because, oh, we got these guys.
I want them to
they're going to fill that.
Yes,
right?
I'm with you. Yeah, if you can upgrade that. And by the way, guys, I think both of you agree with this. Like, this is nice, and they've done it on the cheap. Everybody's noticed. They haven't spent a lot of money. It's been low-end. I call it tier two, guys. This draft's got to be – there's got to be some serious emphasis put on this draft to have guys come in and play with this many draft picks. You agree?
Yeah, here's the thing, though. Are we really surprised that they went, like, bargain shopping? That's what they did last year. I mean, if you look at the biggest contract they gave out last year was Jordan Brooks, which was 3 for 26. And then you got James Daniels, which is 3 for 24 with an out after one. So they're following the same pattern, and they're going to supplement what they've done with, again, like the second wave of free agency. I think you're going to see a lot of guys sign. They're going to re-sign more of their own guys. The one thing is, no, they still have a couple of, to me, glaring needs that they haven't touched on yet, and that's cornerback, and that's also a defensive tackle. And right now, I'm with Joe. You draft Ashton Gentry, it'd be like, yeah, great player, but exactly how many years in a row are you going to spend a high pick on a running back?
Look, I'm just grabbing a name that's a name.
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
Okay, we'll let it slide.
We're going to let it go this time.
I'm trying to be creative, Alan, like your tennis game. I'm trying to be creative.
Let me tell you, he just smokes it past me. There's nothing creative. He just rips it. Hey, so speaking of all this stuff, and you hit all these positions. We're not done at guard, by the way. This is not the breakfast that Chris had with Mike, and they're laughing at us a little bit about how stupid we are. This is like we need another big guy, right? A young guy can come in maybe and play right away. You agree with that?
Yeah, and this is where you can land one like in the draft, perhaps second or third round, maybe if you can get one there. I'm not crazy about the idea of spending the 13th pick on a pure guard if it's a tackle.
I agree. By the way, I'm with you on that. I don't want that. I don't think, by the way, just from the history of Chris, that there are certain positions he doesn't want to spend a lot of money at first-round pick, and one of them's guard. I don't know if Chris has ever drafted a guard in the first round. I know he has in the second round.
Yeah.
Guy just went to Carolina, just got paid a lot of money, was a guard. But that was second round.
Yep, Robert Hunt. And then they did what they did with Tasso. You remember the tackle that they used that guard the first year because Brandon Albert was there.
That's right.
So, no, right now – there's still more moves to come in free agency right now to me. It has to scream cornerback or D-tackle with that 13th pick.
Let me ask.
If, again, all things being equal, if there's like a complete stud at another position, that's not a position where you already have more than enough, then I think you have to go with one of those two spots.
Mike, tell me if you guys believe this. Mike really wants Teron and Calais back and is calling them and saying, man, we want both you guys back to come and be part of this. Do you both agree?
I agree.
Definitely with Calais. With Teron, let's say I'm 80% on board. I think that part of it is, I think the organization, probably Mike more so, but I think the organization wouldn't mind seeing, let's see what we got in Patrick Paul.
Oh, no, I think Patrick Paul could start.
I think, to me, when you talk about Calais and Teron, it's a little bit twofold. The leadership that they bring and what they do on the practice field and what they do with some of these young players, because you talk to Chop, and he'll tell you those two guys, Calais and Teron, were the guys that got him playing to the level that he got to last year. And so for me, and this is kind of stupid thinking, but I do that a lot of times. If you can get Teron back on the cheap, I would start Patrick Paul and keep Teron on the sideline as a backup.
I'm with you on that.
In the event that either one of your guys breaks down, you can always use Austin Jackson, or you can do whatever, but you have him there. And to me, Joe, we saw this last year in training camp. We're watching and the offensive line coach, slips my mind now. Butch Berry is frustrated with that offensive line in a practice. And he goes immediately over to Teron, pulls him over, talks to him, and you see Teron going up and down that line.
Yeah.
So he's like, to me, he's like the old basketball, you'd have the player coach. You know what I mean?
Yes.
A guy like that you could, he'd play, but he could coach. And so I think those are two very unique guys to me, that they're maybe two of the only guys I could think in this league that bring that kind of value to the team.
And the other thing.
Can I interject something here?
Yeah,
sorry to put a wrinkle in your idea, but why would we think, or how confident are we that Teron Armstead, who's been a starter his entire NFL career, would put his body after injury after injury after injury through another year of rigor like that to come back as a backup when he clearly is still the best left tackle?
Well, let me put it this way. My last year, the year I got cut, I was beat up. I wasn't the same guy I was the last few years ago. I would have gladly taken another year of contract.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. I think easy, the amount
me,
of money
me,
he can, whatever
me,
he negotiates.
That's a scholarship. That's easy money.
Yeah.
Right?
And he knows why he's there,
he's made enough. He's made enough. Though.
When's enough, Alan?
Yeah,
we never have
enough. Guys like Teron, man, he'll be the first. He's old school. You can't make enough. I agree with that. By the way, the other thing I noticed on the bus one day, Teron is one guy that Tyreek listens to. And the big personalities that you have, and you're going to have big personalities, to put it nicely, today. And I think the two guys they respect are Calais and Teron. Those are two guys can say, shut the F up. You gone too far. This is on you, dude. You messed up. And I don't think a lot of guys on that team want to do that. And I don't know if Ramsey and Tyreek and those guys, they only respect a few guys on that team. Really respect a few guys on that team. Tua's probably in there too. Hey, man, thank you. Alan, I appreciate it, man. Lefty, you open tomorrow? You open for, or are you busy?
No, I already have a match tomorrow, Joe.
Wow.
We got Ira Winman.
Who are you playing?
No, Harvey.
That Harvey's yours. I'm out of that one. Harvey.
Harvey Green?
Fialkoff.
Oh.
No, Green.
Yeah. I get Fialkoff.
Fialkoff's a good player.
You've been ducking me for 2 weeks, Joe, so, you're trying to nail me like right at the last
Listen,
minute.
Listen, man, I had this stomach flu, rough week I had, and I should have reached out to you, and I apologize. Hey, thank you. Appreciate it, Alan.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almacid.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.